And it is just coming up on 9 minutes past 12 o'clock. You're listening to Excursion. I can't tell you how completely sassily excited I am to say that we have Lab Partners live in studio. Been looking forward to this day. First, Lab Partners, welcome.
Hi.
Thanks. Thanks for being here. You have the honor of being the biggest sound and band we've had yet on Excursions.
Fantastic.
Soundcheck was excellent. Congratulations on your new record. We'll talk about the pretty cool way that you're releasing it after this first song. If you would, just go right in. Tell us which tune and go right ahead.
All right, we're going to play Simple Machine.
Lab Partners live on WISO. We'll be right back. Lab Partners, proudly Dayton's own, live on 91.3 WYSO. It is a couple of mics, a Jim and an Amy, all together. Oh, you're not hearing it at all? That's all right. We'll get it. We'll get it. Sorry about that. Well, welcome, and thank you.
Thank you.
Hello again.
That is definitely among my favorite tunes from the record called Seven Seas. And
Simple Machine.
Simple Machine. The record is
Seven Seas. I'm sorry. Yes.
Yes. Simple Machine from Seven Seas. And you were kind enough to show me what you did a little road trip to pick up that looks like it has a C on it. Amy, tell me about this amazing offering for Record Store Day.
Yeah, we have a limited edition teal and black swirl vinyl double album coming out tomorrow.
What an absolute delight. It's absolutely beautiful to look at. And if you squint, it almost does look like it could be one of the Seven Seas on the texture. Isn't that nice? So you guys started in the late 90s and been making a steady stream of records ever since. And so you're, you know, I'm not very good at math, but you're, you know, looking at, you know, 16 years together. Tell us a little bit about the evolution and how it came to the making of Seven Seas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's just a short story, I'm sure.
Yeah, we have been together for a long time, and we've gone through a few different members. Mike and Amy and I have been together for a while now. And Jim is our newest drummer. Jim McPherson plays in a little band called The Breeders.
Yeah.
You might know of. And Guided by Voices and a few others. So, I don't know, this record, how did we get to this one?
What do we always do? Just kind of start writing songs. It just sort of happens.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the beautiful way to go. Comes naturally. But why the name The Seven Seas? I mean, I like it.
It was just a song title. And I think that was the one that we thought was the coolest. Yeah. And turned out to be the record title then.
Well, it's great. You were nice enough to send us one in advance, and you celebrate the official release tomorrow. I think that's so sweet that you're doing it on Record Store Day and that you got some vinyl involved. Do you expect – people are actually buying vinyl like –
I think more than CDs these days, yeah. Yeah, it's if you want to buy something digital, you download it now. So that's kind of a CDs digital. So the record is something a little bit more tangible to have and nice to – interact with.
And know. Artwork. You get to hold it.
Yeah.
I love it.
And it comes with the free download, so you get both.
You get both.
Yeah.
So you guys all have turntables?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Wow. Let's have a listening party sometime. We're having a listening party with the Lab Partners right now. Do make a point to catch them tomorrow. You're at Omega Music First, right?
Yeah. 2 o'clock.
2 p.m. at Omega Music. And we're going to do a short set, probably 4 songs.
I think we get like a half an hour there, and we'll be selling the vinyl there also.
And then tomorrow evening is at Blind Bob's. It's a dual release party. We're playing with our friends C. Wright Parlor Tricks.
Yeah.
And they are releasing their new CD, and also Good English. I think they have something for sale as well there. So we're going to have a big party down in the Oregon District tomorrow night.
There is so much musically right about the Miami Valley. You guys
isn't there?
You guys are certainly a part of it. If you would, hit another one for us. Tell us about it from the new record.
This one's called Taking Our Time.
Yeah. Lab Partners taking their time on Excursions.
Thank you. taking our time, but time was a thing that nobody had.
Taking our time from their new album, Seven Seas. It's the Lab Partners live on 91.3 WYSO. I love that tune. That one's always sticking out to me. You hearing yourself any better there, Mike?
No. Aww. I can't hear the vocals at all.
I can't either.
No kidding. And what's funny
so
is
I hope
that
they sound good.
Actually singing in key.
Great. Very good.
How are you doing that?
I'm hoping all these years have paid off there. So.
Wow. Well, not only are you great musicians, you're good sports. Thank you. Wow.
Thank you.
Well, you know what? I'll see if we can't do a little something. You're hearing me speaking.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And now are you hearing yourself talk?
One, two, yeah.
I can hear. It's just not very loud. I guess we're too loud.
Can you guys hear? That could be it. We are loud. So.
Well, I'll do a little tinkering, and we'll see what we can do. You know, speaking of loud, the name shoegazer comes up a lot when people describe your music. I hate that term.
I'm not sure that's what we are, really.
Yeah. I don't think so at all. Or even another one said dream pop.
Space rock gets used a lot. I mean, it's kind of like... We get thrown in that category, which we don't mind. But it's like psychedelic. Anything can be psychedelic when you really think about it. So
it's like a catch-all.
I think space rock works a little bit better for us.
I like space rock.
And shoegaze.
Shoegazer. Yeah. It looks like I just think of people pre-Nirvana type staring at their
Well, that's what shoegaze, you know, came about because of everyone had their pedals down below. So that's all they looked at were their pedals. And so people started coining the term shoegaze.
I don't like it. Taking it out. We'll do the new one. I love it. I love the sound of this. Congratulations on a truly great record. So you maybe our listeners don't know that you, Mike, in the middle there, and you, Amy, on your radio left, are a couple and have been for a long time.
The Smiths.
Yep.
I like it. Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah.
So that must be, I mean, obviously you've worked it out. You've made it that you're partners in the living of your lives and the making of your art. And I just have to imagine that you guys sing to each other in the morning. Do you?
No. I'd say no.
Oh, come on.
Every once
in breakfast.
A while.
We do make up songs. Yeah. Like, we make up goofy songs, but...
You call each other in the middle of the day, hey, write this down. Da, 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 da.
No, I think we use our phones.
Now we use our phones, yeah. Everything goes into a phone. We all have, tons of tracks on a phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice. Well, that'd be fun. You have a little party, and like a snippet party.
Yeah.
Everybody come on over. We're going to throw this all in the salad and see what happens.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff out there. Yeah, that's kind of how we do the records and stuff. You're right.
Everyone comes up with little parts, and then we just sort of, if it works, it usually becomes a song in minutes.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow. Well, congratulations on a very fine, simple, but fine machine.
Thank you. Very good.
Lab Partners live on 91.3 WYSO. So glad to have them on the show. And again, thanks so much for bringing all your fabulous gear. You'll be at Omega Music at 2:00 on tomorrow in the afternoon for Record Store Day, and then you're going to pack it all up, roll it four doors down.
Yeah.
Yep.
To Blind Bob's there. How
absolutely
fun!
Absolutely, that'll be fun.
So you'll be the kings of the strip for Record Store Day.
Kings for a day.
Lab Partners live on YSO. Check them out tomorrow and get a copy of Seven Seas. You can get the vinyl, the two vinyl. It looks like marble. Looks like if you froze the face of the ocean and turned it into marble.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
It is really pretty.
Yeah, Gotta Groove in Cleveland did a great job. So
yeah,
we're really happy.
Us. So this you can pick it up locally here in Yellow Springs at Toxic Beauty or Omega or off our website. You can order it. It's www.labpartners.net.
That was hard.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. www.labpartners.net,
yes.
And connect to the band or come and see them live tomorrow or any of the gigs in the Miami Valley and beyond, and get a copy of your very own. I highly recommend this disc. You guys will play another one that's not on the disc, right?
No, we're going to play the title track now.
Oh, you are. Very good.
Oh, we are.
Oh, are we? I'm sorry.
Lies.
I've got a set list. I should know how to do this.
Well, you didn't gaze at your shoes enough to see it.
Not enough.
That's the problem. The problem.
Are we cutting this on or are we doing it?
No, we're doing Starlight.
Okay. Gotcha.
Starlight, one not on the CD. You want to tell us a little bit about
Starlight?
It and then just go?
No, this one is, this is on there.
Oh, isn't it on?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is...
I'm blind. Forgive me.
I think it's...
Third or fourth.
four.
Yeah, it's the fourth track. Another one from Seven Seas, Lab Partners Live on WISO. That's the Lab Partners live on 91.3 WYSO. Was it a little better? Could you hear yourself a little bit better that time?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, it's dang okay, it. Though. You're there's doing like, great.
There's just a hint there, but yeah, like even right now, it's difficult.
It. Yeah. So impressed.
But you sound great.
Thank you. It's all part of my plan.
Yeah.
So Lab Partners, I just absolutely love the title. I remember when I first moved to town. It was Heavens, Murgatroyd, a long time ago. And I just thought that was the cleverest name. And also, so since you don't sing together, or sing to each other over breakfast, please tell me that you were actually lab partners in high school.
We were not.
No.
We're going to break your heart there soon.
But I love it. It's so sweet. Everybody knows right away what you're talking about. And it's sort of like you guys are working in the music lab.
Yeah. Aww. Now, that name came together a long time ago just because I was working on some four-track stuff. And I had people fill in with me every once in a while. So we just kind of joked around that we were like lab partners working together on, you know, projects. And so the name stuck when
very
the band
cool.
formed.
We just kept it.
Does everybody remember a four-track? We're talking about cassettes, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Four tracks.
Yeah.
I remember when I just would pine for one of those. Like, man, if I could just have a four track, I could take over the world.
Exactly.
And now, I mean, it's just like, it's so, everything's digital. Everything's, I mean, GarageBand comes on virtually every, electronic instrument in the world. So,
yeah.
Do you use GarageBand now?
Oh, yeah. Right on my iPad. I plug right in.
Yeah. Yeah. We use that. Mm-hmm. We use Digital Performer, a whole bunch of different softwares. Yeah. It's awesome.
Everybody's got a four track now.
We still have Mike's old one, though. It's still
just
there.
True. Yeah.
So you can play, listen back, and be nostalgic.
Yeah.
Aw. Lab Partners on Excursions. They are going to be owning the strip down there on 5th Street tomorrow. It's Record Store Day, sort of like an appreciation of these entities, these brick-and-mortar places that have been feeding us music for all these years. It's so nice that you guys are getting involved in that. So that'll be a short set at 2 o'clock, and then they're taking the world by storm on tomorrow night at Blind Bob's. Thanks again, you guys, for being here. It's just, I'm such
Thanks
a
for
fan.
Having us.
Thank you.
Such a fan. And you've got the title track from the album, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So were you sailing? Okay, tell me at least you were sailing when you
in Ohio?
down the great Miami.
We were dreaming of sailing when we wrote it.
Lab Partners on WISO. We'll be right back. It's like the longest song on the record. I still want more. So good. The title track from the new one from Lab Partners on 91.3 WYSO. You can see them tomorrow. Pick up a copy directly from these band members at Omega Music at 2 o'clock for Record Store Day. And then later on in the evening with Good English and C. Wright's Parlor Tricks putting on a whole night. Man.
Can't wait.
Should be a blast.
Yeah.
Honestly, congratulations on a great record.
Nikki.
You
Thank
bet. You. You can point your browser to labpartners.net. That's labpartners.net and find out more about the upcoming gigs. You can even order a copy of the vinyl there. Are you selling them in CD at all, or is it vinyl plus the download?
There are a few CDs available, yes.
I have one.
You're one of the lucky ones.
One of the lucky ones, no doubt. Well, thank you so much for coming out. What a delight.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, man. Let me know what's going on. Come back in when fall starts knocking on the door, and we'll do it up again, all right?
Very cool.
Okay.
Awesome. Amy Smith, Mike Smith, Mike Volk, and Jim McPherson back there on the drums. What a tight set. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.